Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. Hello, and welcome back to Intrepid Heroes and our playthrough of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. These cheers get louder and louder every episode. When last we left our intrepid heroes, they had found themselves in a strange area inside the ghost levels underneath Little Akaton that was an ancient city of some kind, or at least a part of an ancient city filled with cultists and weirdos, mushroom weirdos and stuff like and all sorts of things. And you had sort of poked around a little bit, you know, you found that the, a couple of these Hespers, they sort of, reactor fey basically were like, no, we got kicked out of the substation. Oh, help us. And then you, went around, poked into a crypt and got it zapped with void energy. But then, found your way to Charity Substation once and for all. And as you kind of open the door to this building, you find that the interior of it, which is sort of mostly would normally be kind of mostly open, is covered in this large fleshy mound just emerging up from the ground and up to the, and going all the way to the ceiling. It's sort of pulsating and humming. It looks like it's probably a little sticky if you were to touch it. As you're sort of like going, ooh, gross, a whole bunch of bees appeared. Now these bugs kind of like crawled out of the mound. They're big for, but they're probably about the size of like a what would that be, a softball each,
it's plenty large.
It's plenty big, but there's also just hundreds of them in this swarm. Here I can show you what they look like. They kind of look, they got big wings and massive stingers, and they look very very wasp like, except alien. Indeed,
like,
and they, yeah, as they buzz and hum towards you, we're going to roll initiative. We're just going to get on into it here.
Right into it, huh? Okay, fine.
Dive right into it.
All right.
I'm going to get onto your the encounter tracker and click your initiative button. We're get we started.
Well, thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, I needed it too.
Their swarm is pretty fast.
Where's my initiative?
Looks like a huge transporter accident or something, you know? This big fleshy mound.
It does sort of look like it shouldn't be here, that's for sure.
Or somebody's importing Octurn here, I guess. I don't know.
It does feel, I mean, these insects, this mound feels Octurn-esque, if you've been there
dun,
or not.
Dun, dun.
What's up, Mark?
Not working.
I've gotten postcards in there. Never been.
And the postcards are all strangely moist.
Oh, sticky. It says, and wish I wasn't here.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That took an Octurn for the worst.
Jason, my initiative not working here.
Okay, you want to just, I'll roll it for you and you can reload the page real quick.
Oh, you'll roll really started. Well.
I didn't know I rolled pretty good for you. That'll be my last good roll for the night, most likely. No. I've been having GM issues. All right, so we begin. And as we begin, you hear just a sort of another set of buzzing and humming coming from around the corner.
Who knows?
Probably some allies coming to help us.
Yeah, just coming up. We're here to help you.
That's almost certainly what it is.
All right. And I think I just need to, like, you can just barely spot them as they come, starts coming around the corner. Another swarm. All right, Zosra, you're outside. Not everyone is in the building yet.
Run away.
You can hear the buzzing. You can see a little bit of fleshy mound through the doorway. What would you like to, what would you like to do?
Wondering what it would take to close that door right now.
It would take an interact action to walk up to it.
Wait, but we're in here. Why are you closing that
interact door? Action to close it, and you've got one action left.
So so I figure you guys got it covered, right?
Covered in slime.
Buzzed. Well, let me see if I can move from out of under this lamppost so I can actually see some things.
So bees!
10 feet. I still don't see. Oh, there's bees.
Yeah, there's bees right there.
They be over there.
They be right there.
I'm wondering how much I can do with my measly little. Probably can't affect them. Can't trick
you
them.
You got a new gun.
I have recently. A new
gun. There's a little more damage.
I have a new extra damage gun. We'll see what that does against them. So that was 10. I guess I'll have to move in. I hate doing it. Is there okay? And there's a wall beside me here to the left.
Yeah, this. I mean, you can kind of like press up against the mound a little bit to be in that space. But it's gross.
Gotcha. Yeah, I see. I can be.
The founder's going to let you walk through it, but
right.
Kind of note that it is.
Problem is, if I stay back, it's cover. If I stay up, it's other stuff. All right, why not?
All right, be brave.
I've died once already. I don't know that's the answer. So I'm going to target.
What are the odds? What are the odds it'll happen again?
Target that one. I don't think. Let's see. My. I don't know that weakening shot's going to do anything to them. Clumsier and feeble. So
yeah, this is probably a swarm, right?
Well, it's hard to say. They're fairly decent sized, but I'm not exactly sure what they are because I'm not the knowledge guy.
Okay.
So what I can do is. All right, well, I'll try a weakening shot just to see if it works. So let me go ahead and pop that up right there. That's two actions, so that's going to be it for me. I was going to maybe think about dropping, but we'll try this. Okay, so that gets me aim, which I should be able to apply to myself. No?
But sure, it's always been on you.
Hang on, let me target myself. See if that works.
All right, here we go. Boom.
Okay. Oh, did you? Well, okay, now it's showing up. It wasn't showing up. Okay, so let me target them.
Okay.
Target them up.
Opening my night jitters. Apparently, I didn't have any weapons drawn because I had gotten a new one.
I'm sure you had them out. Yes, well, I'm sure you had it in your hand at some point before we got here. You were entering a strange situation.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would have certainly had it drawn. It's that I had an extra. Oh, no. I do have it drawn. Hang on. That's weird.
Is it weird enough that you can still press the button to make a gunshot?
No, it's not. It's doing something weird here. Okay. Let me go back. Let me try this. It says that's open. Let's try that. See if that does it. Yep. All that
with a
and roll a hit. It's a, it's still a hit. Still a hit.
We'll see what the damage does.
18 hits.
Yeah, because 18 does hit.
Yeah, because this is probably not going to take any
damage. That's pretty good.
10 points.
I did not add the precision, which should have gone on to there.
Okay. Fair enough. But that doesn't, we'll just say, I'll let you know, that's not going to matter. Yeah, you do take a shot, you basically like pierce a couple of these bees, they fall down, but there's, you know, still a few left.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Joad.
Well, it looks like a single shot into them worked, right?
It hurt some of
partially,
them.
Partially, yeah.
Okay. Perhaps. Well, I think I'm going to try the same. I was debating what I ought to do because I wasn't sure if a single shot would hurt them, but let's...
They resisted some of it. You could see it didn't do as much as what I would have normally done.
What we really need here is an explosion.
Yeah.
I cannot help with the explosions. I know they are in classic fireball formation, but I am unable to fireball.
You're just a mystic.
I'm just going to go ahead and Eldritch Lance them and see if stuff like mental damage happens to work better, worse, same, or less. That's a good one.
Really good roll. Is it meant to be against AC, right?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. Versus defense AC.
That is a critical.
Yeah, well, that's very nice for me.
Now we find out if they care or not.
Okay. Yes. Tell me what you're LGing Eldritch Lance, right? Let's take a quick look at what that does.
Yeah. Can they have take a critical hit?
Well, no, that's not the question for me, but...
It's also if it's metal damage.
Mental?
Okay.
A lot of things going on, yeah.
All right. So you fire an Eldritch beam of energy sort of in that towards a bunch of creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially. And maybe it hits one of the bees square in the brain, but that doesn't seem to affect the swarm as a whole.
All right, but that one is going to be sorry. Yes, it was in my way.
Real headache. Yeah, I've got a real headache from that. He's got one more action.
I think I'm going to, retreat a little bit. I hope nobody thinks less of me. I'm going to back up a little bit out of here.
As long as you come back in when I get swarmed.
All right, Eswar.
All right, well, I think I'm going to get a little closer. About like that.
All right, as you approach... you can hear the sound of this buzzing kind of begins to get under your skin and into your mind. I do need you to make a will save.
A will save. Let's see here. Will.
Terrific.
17, not terrific, but well, you say it's
terrific. It's good. It's good. Okay. It's good. You have saved, and it is a success, and it's not bothering you at all.
Okay, well, that's great. That's terrific enough. With that, I think I will take a solar shot.
Okay.
On them. Oh, that's not very good. Only a 12.
That one's going to miss. That one is going to miss.
I can't say I'm surprised. believe I do get another one, though. So let's try it.
Try again. You take the map on this, but you can always roll higher.
Yeah, well, with a roll
or
that.
Or you could roll lower.
Lower. That'll be all my turn.
All right. So you fire a couple of beams into them. It's just kind of generally missing. Starchild, you're outside. What do you want to do?
Well, first I want to move in. I don't know if I want to move inside, but I definitely want to move closer.
No, you don't want to be in here. It's terrible.
But I also want to be helping out, so I need to.
Well, if you can know stuff, that might help us.
Oh, do you think?
It might.
Well, sometimes I know stuff. I'm going to move to here. What can I see?
Bees.
Bees.
Swarm way down here.
Oh, I need to. That's right. That's how I move this around. Wow. Yeah. Way down there. Okay. So you think a knowledge check rather than try to arc lightning?
Ooh, I do like the idea of arcing lightning, though.
Well, that's two actions. So I can do that, or I can make a knowledge check and then shoot.
That's a conundrum, all right.
No strong preference.
It is a small conundrum that is solved by the fact that electric arc has a range of 30 feet. And you are further away.
Never mind then. Okay, what kind of knowledge check?
Are you trained in nature?
Maybe. Well, I'm at plus six, so I don't know.
What do you think?
that sounds pretty trained at this level.
Sounds pretty trained to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, give me a nature check.
Okay. It's saying that my. All right. How do I
it's
do
full
that?
Of lies.
Well, I thought I would just click on it and then it would roll. And oh, there we go. I guess I was clicking on it in the wrong spot. I don't know.
Ugh.
Nope.
An eight. Well, yeah. These are weird looking bees.
These are weird looking bees.
Unless you're going to hero point right away.
You really think that's worth it? I've only had a plus six.
I don't know.
I'm going to shoot my little, what am I using? Right. Laser pistol.
Shoot a laser at it.
Yep. We'll see what that does.
Better.
That is going to hit. So roll
that
damage.
All right.
So now I roll damage?
Yeah.
There we go.
Minimum
obviously,
1 point of damage.
Obviously.
You hit one of them.
Which does do it does something. It does
Not
something.
Getting all the bad rolls out of the way, I guess.
Yeah.
Get those damage away. All right. Krychek, you're outside the building as well. What do you want to do? But you can kind of got a straight line of sight into it pretty much.
Okay. I'm going to move in.
Do it.
I got so if I'm going to if I'm switching weapons, isn't that one action?
That is. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to sheathe my sword. And
a little
pull
swap.
My stellar cannon.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot it with my stellar cannon.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which is an area effect.
Sure is.
There's another thing that I think we might have been doing wrong a little bit. An area fire is a two action thing. I almost, you know what? Because I'm talking to you, Tim, I almost said John.
What?
It's a two action activity.
Two action John.
It's a two action John.
Is it really? Oh,
it is. Yep.
Area fire. Okay.
Yep.
That's really weird. Because, yeah, it only says it's one. All right. Boy, I can't do anything then.
Toss a grenade?
Oh, I have no grenades.
Does the stellar cannon give you the opportunity to shoot normal with an action? Or is it always only area fire? That's the question, because you know the foundry says you can strike with it, but does that mean you can do a regular strike with it or not?
It only has an epicenter. It's a area
well, just
first
the,
10 feet.
But that's just the trait it has. Right?
Yeah,
but it has. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it only? Can you only shoot area? Just because it says air, it is just that means what it is when you shoot area fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't answer that because
I don't know either.
I just thought it's one shell and it blows up in
That's
10 feet.
Fair.
But
so it must be. Wait, what does the area fire do? Sorry, hey, we're still learning here, folks. Give us a second here. I'm just trying to figure this out. Yes, it can only. Yes, it can only
do
shot
the. It's a two action John.
Yep, it's two action John.
Two action John.
That's not you yet, John.
Okay, well, I do that, and I'm prepped to shoot it next round.
All right, just going to hold on for the third action. Okay. You can do a slow swap, which takes two actions. All right, Dr. Dumais.
All right, I'm going to move over to here. Here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a two-action John.
John? Thank you very much.
Two-action John.
I'm from South Jersey, which is almost Philadelphia, so please respect my culture.
Whoa.
Can't do a two-action John with that John.
Yes, and I'll send out these grim black tentacles to go through a line all the way through this swarm and start tearing them into little pieces.
Sounds good.
I love it. I mean, if they're from Octurn, they're going to love it.
Right? It'll be like giving them gentle caresses.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, you can angle that line so you don't hit Eswar, just barely. Okay.
Thank you.
That tickles.
I have to make a save. Yes, that's how that works. Here we go. Select one token. I have selected a token. Here. That is going to be a 13, which is a failure. These guys are going to take all of it. And then some, it seems like, as all these tentacles go up in a line, smack and grab a bunch more of these particular insects or whatever. Some of these tentacles that you shoot out as well do brush up against the mound. And there is a bit of a quake as they're basically sort of injured. And then a scream, basically, in all of your minds. A psychic wail lets out. And I need everyone to make a will save. Everybody.
But I'm one of everybody.
You are one of everybody. That's true. You can click that button right there.
Will, you say?
Will, indeed.
Okay.
Okay,
we got a
23. 23 is a success.
See, I thought somebody done something terribly wrong by seeing these D8s rolling across the board. I'm like, who's rolling their will save on D8s until I realize that they're Jason's dice?
They're my dice. All right. That's why you're taking a little bit of that. Take a little half damage from that success. Crycheck, half damage on a success with your 25. Dr. Dumais, are you keeping that 12?
I think I don't want to keep that 12.
Well, then you can reroll with a hero point.
I want to reroll with a hero point.
Oh, that's not very good.
The rule makes it better.
Plus 10. Yeah, that's right.
The plus 10 makes it better. So 24 is a success. You're only taking half damage. Starchild, 15. That's going to be full damage. It's a failure. You also stand in on that?
I think I will also use my hero point.
Okay, great.
Just have to figure out where that is.
If you right click on your final result, and it'll bring up a little thing that says reroll using hero point, and it'll reroll using hero point.
Oh, okay.
Get everybody.
Thanks. I applied mine manually.
Did you roll?
Yeah, it's the first one up there.
Oh, there it is. Okay, good. Okay. I didn't see it there. You also succeeded to take half damage.
Yep. But I'm a swarm, so I don't take any.
Well, no, fair enough.
I am accumulation of cells.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Oh,
womp.
Womp. Sadly, that is just one. It's one shy of being a success, even with the extra 10 for the hero point. Mm. So, Starchild, you take the brunt of this psychic wail in your mind. Wah! Everyone's getting a small nosebleed. All right, Dr. May, you moved up. You cast a spell. You're done.
Yes.
Okay. The swarm. You guys are spaced in just such a way that I can't quite. get to you all exactly.
Hey, so I'm gonna take Jason. Did you take the 9 points off?
Yes, I got you. I got you.
Okay,
I
wasn't sure if I was already down 9, and I just hadn't remembered. Thanks.
So, the ones who did the most damage, they kind of like buzz through, just past you, Eswar, and end up right.
Yeah,
there.
Let's see where this is going. Yep.
Two actions, of course, to get there, unfortunately. And Dr. Dumay and Zosra, I need you two to make a reflex save as you are stung by all of this swarm of creatures.
This is just what Zosra was talking about, that I need to come back in if it swarmed them.
Yep. All right, well, now you know what to do on your turn.
Don't climb up.
Well,
can't help it. It's going to get a couple.
It's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to do.
Did a flyby.
I guess we don't have an actual clicky, huh?
Oh, do you want the clicky? Here,
that's fine. I can.
I've got. I gave it to you. All right.
That's a good roll.
Ooh, yeah. Critical success. Also, you take no damage. Dr. Dumay, you're only taking half of this 6 points of damage, which is just 3. Nothing.
It stings, though.
You get a little bit of stings. Sting, sting, sting.
I just keep brushing them off towards you.
Wow, wow, wow. But we're at the top of the round, which means my other swarm gets to go.
Here it comes. Walking down the street. Yeah.
They engulf you, Eswar, but I don't have any more actions left to do anything. So there's that.
Okay.
You're just getting a nice buzz.
That's right.
Just getting a nice buzz. The mound again kind of like quakes a bit. You can all kind of feel it actually shifting the ground underneath your feet, how tough it's quaking. But that mechanically doesn't mean anything yet. Zosra, you're engulfed with bugs. By bugs, what do you want to do?
I am engulfed by bugs.
I do need you to, as you start your turn, I do need you to make a will save, as the buzzing may drive you insane.
Lovely.
I'll pop that one in the thing too.
You're just bound and determined to get my hero point.
We'll see how it works. Okay, you're good. The sorceress of their buzzes and clicks does not invade your mind.
Okay, cool beans. Well, I'm gonna have to shoot it. I don't really have any area things that I can do. That's what I really need. So, and it looks like weakening doesn't matter because they don't actually strike us.
That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah. I did forget to, but I did forget
enfeebled,
to.
You didn't.
I didn't ask you which one you wanted on that, clumsy or enfeebled, because that should have taken effect.
Oh, that would have been at that point. Let's see. Enfeebled is the one that makes them weaker on like strength stuff. Okay, so it would have been probably that. But I don't know that it would have mattered.
I don't think it would have.
So, in that case, I will simply aim. I mean, it doesn't matter if I aim or weaken. I'm going to try weakening again because it's still two actions, regardless of how I do it.
Sure, yeah.
And I'll try clumsy this time, see if maybe we can get them. I think that... All right. Removes like dexterity stuff, so maybe AC.
It sure does.
Maybe.
But I gotta hit him yet. So
you gotta shoot him.
Here comes the aim. Let's see if I can target me, apply effect. Yep, okay. I think I got it now.
I'm just gonna shoot
at the ones that were Anne at this point. So here goes the strike. Right there. I'm on strike, I tell you.
Hey, that's a great
hit. Nice
roll. It is a critical hit, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So do I hit the critical button?
You hit the critical button.
And we'll see what happens. And aim. Okay. I'm going to activate it, even though it probably won't do anything.
All right, that's 12 damage. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
What'd you roll on those d6s? Oh, you rolled a 1 and a 3. Okay.
Yeah, 1 and a 3. I did not roll well.
But the clumsy does take effect once you did that.
Yep. Okay.
So
and then.
3 out of that 12? Jeez.
Yeah, it's. Well, part of that's precision, which I know doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and probably maybe step back and give the rest of you guys a chance to, you know, heroically do stuff.
Although
that's probably still going to be an issue where I am. I can't get back any further. And that will end my turn because that's three actions.
Okay. Jode, when your turn begins, I need you to make a will save. You are within the sound of the buzzing, the terrible humming and buzz.
Oh, what noise. Maybe.
18's still not bad.
That is a save, yes.
Okay. So no effect on the save.
No effect, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking around to find the most, you know, you guys aren't hurt as bad as you maybe led me to believe you'd be hurting. I'm gonna heal myself.
All right.
I think I look around and see that I am the most injured.
Okay.
Come in here and say that.
What, you're making a big proclamation about this?
No.
Okay.
And now I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, except that you've been drained for the past, like, fight or two. But
that's been a problem. In fact, I'm healed so much that were I not drained, I would heal all that. But anyway, I guess maybe I'll try to shoot at it with my Aeon rifle.
Okay.
With my last action.
Sure.
Let's give that a try, I suppose. 18's my number this time. I did 18 healing, 18 on my will save, 18 on my attack roll.
Like wow. I say, lucky 18. That's a hit.
It is 18 damage. Oh, no, it's 6 damage.
No, it's 6 fire damage.
Which is weird because it's a multiple of 18. Or
Wait. It takes all the fire damage?
It does seem to take a lot of fire damage. It sort of scorches whatever laser scorches them all, causing them to crumple and little husks fall to the ground.
Now I feel some balance has returned because I did 0 of the mental damage, but all of the fire damage.
And that was a free knowledge check, really.
That's right. Eswar.
Wait, their wasps kill them with fire does not seem a particularly difficult knowledge check to make.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I didn't get that much with an 8.
That does kind of track.
took them out. Well, nice.
That being the case, first of all, Joe doesn't want to be engulfed, so he's going to take a step. Okay.
You got to save first.
Do I have to save? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
So, he's already saved against the buzzing.
Right. Oh, that's right. Okay.
You're used to it at this point.
Yeah.
He embraces it. They're in his ears now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me just make sure here.
Kill it with fire.
Well, yeah, and I think that's what I'm going to have to do. So I'm going to change my attunement, which requires one action, to photon.
Great.
And then I will strike.
I was hoping you'd just blow up inside of them.
Oh,
29 is definitely a critical hit.
Pretty good, right? Yeah. And I believe my base damage is normal, but I'm also going to do some fire damage.
Yeah.
Deal additional amount of fire damage equal to half my level rounded up. Well, not a lot, but, still.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It should have been photon attuned. Yeah. Great.
So, yeah, 16 points, and I don't think that includes the fire damage, which would be like 2.
Okay. Let's do that again. So, this is going to be all of it. It's going to get through. Great. So you go in there. You just with your solar flare, I'll kind of smash down on a bunch of them, you know, flattening bees everywhere.
That's right.
Nice.
Bees everywhere.
Starchild. Mm-hmm.
I forgot that I could have get-em'd last time. So that's what I'll do now. And am I within 30?
You're within 30 feet now? Yes, you are.
Sweet. Okay, then I'll try the electric arc because maybe that will, maybe that will also be the.
All right.
Seems like it might.
Right?
It's like a bug zapper.
Save. Bug, yeah, zap them.
Bug zapper, yeah.
Oof, though. I rolled a nat 20 on my reflex save. Oh, they take no damage from that.
Okay. Rough. Yeah.
That happens.
Bummer.
Yep. Okay. Well, then we're on to Krychek.
They should still be a little easier to hit, though.
I don't know what Krychek's going to do.
I do. I do. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I moved.
Oh, yeah, Tim, before you yep begin, give me a will save.
Oh. All right.
These have been pretty. Yeah, you're good.
That's
you're
a good roll.
You aren't afraid of nothing.
You stole your 18 from your hit, yep, though.
Bugs! Oh, hate them!
Blow them up.
Oh, nice.
There's another one.
Very nice. Critical hit.
Okay. So
there we are.
Though, with the way we do this, which we've been doing that wrong as well, when you do area fire, you don't need to roll to a hit. You hit.
Oh.
You do an explosion, and I make a reflex. Basically, you have a spell in your gun, which basically
means... It's very weird that Foundry has, you know...
To hit roll, yes.
Yeah.
However, let me roll my reflex save, which is still affected by Get 'em, I'll point out, because I rolled bad on that one. What is your class DC? Oh, Christ. I rolled a 9. Where are my hero points?
Where am I going
to that? If you look in your proficiencies where your skills are and you scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page, it'll tell you. It's probably like 19 at this level.
Skills. 19. Yep.
So that is a critical failure. Nice. On the explosion.
Very nice.
So go ahead.
Hit that button. Critical.
You can hit that critical. Hit that critical button.
Okay.
This is going to wipe me out for sure.
I hope so.
Max damage. 20 damage. All right.
20.
Okay. Two things occur. Boom.
There's going to be some screaming. There's going to be some big screaming happening.
There's an explosion, right? It engulfs part of this fleshy wall as well, which scorches it a bit. As a matter of fact, I will go ahead and draw those most down. And again, this one is just sort of quakes and quivers.
It's like Jell-O. It's like evil Jell-O.
It's like evil gross Jell-O. Let me just throw this. The fight is not technically over yet, even though the other storm has been destroyed. All right, Dr. Dumais.
Okay. What do I see here that looks like it's dangerous?
This mound is reverberating essentially. It's sort of shaking.
Is it taking damage?
It's taking damage too. It's all sort of it's been a bit scorched and whatnot.
How might I learn something about this mound?
Do you want to give me an occultism check? I think you're pretty good at those.
I do actually. I do want to
lore fleshy mounds.
Mounds. Right. Roll me a natural 20 on my occultism check. 20. Actually,
wow.
All right, so you maybe in your travels through the multiverse or what have you have maybe even been you've been to Octurn. Maybe you've at least read about Octurn.
Yeah, I've gotten postcards. Like I said,
the postcard that you got had the gravity mound on it, which is a feature of Octurn, which is to say to have contained possibly been like basically like a big egg sack on the mat. And this flesh here is very similar to that. And you think that with maybe a few more occultism checks, you can maybe just sort of like anchor it essentially so that it quits reacting, and then you could like actually push your way through it.
Yes. Yes, that sounds really gross.
Religion.
Yeah.
Because this is related to something possibly
all right,
deific. So so you can take your second two actions if you wish to make another occultism check.
I will pass the word as I'm doing this, but I will try it again.
Okay.
And roll a 22.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So yeah, you're maybe like Doctor Strange style, different doctor, I know, but like Doctor Strange style, pulling up like sigils in the air, drawing them with your magic, and it's beginning the jello-ness of the gravid mound is beginning to sort of abate a bit. But it's still there. And as it is here, it gets to go next.
So it's two actions to do that?
It's a disable. Basically, you're disabling a hazard, and a disable hazard check takes two actions. It's two action activity.
Check.
There's a sort of a bit of a kick, though. Like, you know, it sort of calms down a little bit, and then it reacts quite violently. Everybody in this area that's not outside the power station, which is everyone.
I'm outside.
And Jode, the ground sort of buckles and shakes, and I need you to all give me a fortitude save to just sort of keep your footing.
Fortitude,
for the most part.
Yes, okay.
I say fortitude as I roll this.
All right, then.
Okay.
I got... What did I get? 24.
What Yahoo is rolling D8s for fortitude to... Oh.
Yeah.
Right, okay. 24 is 26. Those are successes for Krychek and Eswar. So you're only taking half this damage as you are sort of rocked and sort of wrapped up against the wall. And I'm going to apply that damage to people. Indeed, you do.
I took 9. That's half. Huh? Wow.
Yep. You are going to take all your sort of crack your head. Dr. Jume, you are taking all of it as well, but you are also being knocked prone by it.
Uh-oh.
So it just sort of rips you and
I've been slimed.
Okay. Zosra.
Okay. Well, having no knowledges and no ability to calm this thing. I am going to. I don't have a health kit either, do I? Huh. Well, I think I'm not going to be any help in this whatsoever. I have zero knowledge.
Not with that attitude, you won't.
I just don't have any knowledge. <I'm...
laughs> What do you
about
want to
other
do?
Things? I am going to move outside of the room and say, "You guys need to take care of this because I have nothing." And while I'm doing that, I will refill my weapon.
Sure, yeah, reload.
I actually have reload on the run, but or whatever it is, it's a thing. Mobile reload.
There you go. Terrific. All right, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know that I can do anything else. I guess.
All right, Joe. Need you in here.
Tower. Ready. Take cover.
Yeah, I can drop prone.
Sure.
Eswar, wait, no, Dr. Dumais, you seem the worst hurt in here.
I'm all beat up.
I think from here I can give you some of the vitality network. What if I gave you 10? What do you think?
I think I'd feel better. I'm not sure what to say about that.
I mean, I can give you more than I can give you, I think, up to 4, 6. I can give you up to 14. You know what? I'm going to give you 10. I'm going to save the 4 for somebody more needy.
Sure. Okay. That's okay.
Like someone who's at a third of their hit points?
You left the room.
To get help. I'm seeking help.
Can I move into the room and try a religion check on the gravid mound?
I think you're out of... that was going to require 2 actions to do the religion check.
Yeah.
Your transfer vitality, I believe, is 1, and then moving in is a second.
Oh, so and it's 2 to make the religion check.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
But it hasn't done anything, and I can't make the religion check from outside.
You would need to be sort of within view of it, I would say, at least
yeah,
within like
I was,
10 feet of it.
I was too far away. Curse my metal body.
But you can be in here for later when I damage people again. If you want to stay
but
inside,
you would be included in that.
Wow, that's so appealing.
Would it at all help to do the 1 action level 1 spell analyze target on this? Normally, that gives you it's basic biometric information, fingerprints, medical conditions, basic physiological information.
Tell you what, if you do that. I'll give you some information.
I'll take it.
Eight is also another option, right? Because that's one action.
Yeah, eight is always
a reaction.
One action to set up for your reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
now I'm going to analyze the target. It'll probably be useful to get some. Whatever happens, it will be useful for whoever finds our corpses to get some biometric data about the gravid mound.
You can get it on the
just
data.
Tell me
pad.
I'm not coming back in.
Yeah, that's right.
What you can tell too through all of this sort of like it's there, it's quaking, it is living flesh essentially, but it's not quite a creature, you know, in of itself. But you can also sort of tell from this that it is pockets of it. You can see basically analyzing the target, you can kind of see pockets. There are more of these bees in like little tiny little nooks and crannies throughout that are beginning to be sort of birthed and born.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, that's gross.
Yeah, isn't it?
I guess you didn't promise you'd give me pleasant information.
No, that was a different check.
Yes.
All
right. Eswar.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not happy about that at all. So let me try a solar shot at this gravid mound.
Okay.
Give
me a roll.
Yeah. How about? Oh, well, how about 10?
10 is.
It's really big.
It's big in there, but it's more or less just sort of looking for a weak spot in which to damage it. So you just sort of shoot some fire at it, and it doesn't seem to react.
No. I will try again.
Okay.
Because I mean, how bad can it be? Well, see, that's better.
Ooh, better roll.
That is better. All right, roll that damage.
That's a 19. Okay. And I'm not sure if this knows that I'm attuned to photon yet.
No, I think it does. I think if you go to your encounter.
Oh yeah, it does. It does. Okay. So that will be 9 points, and that is fire damage.
Yes. You scorch it. Scorch the outside of it a little. Maybe you can actually see a little bit some bodies of these bees kind of crisping out and falling to the ground. Disgustingly. Okay.
That was disgusting.
Starchild.
So I'll move into the room. Or I'll attempt to move maybe to here.
All right.
And ask what would be best for me to do.
Do you have a occultism?
I think I do.
Or religion.
I think I've got a little more occultism than religion. Oh, a lot more occultism.
Well,
would that be helpful?
That.
Okay. Yeah, do that. Yes.
I don't judge you for that.
14.
Just not rolling well.
You're not sure which, you know, maybe just the idea of this thing is too foreign and strange to you for you to like get your mind around to be able to like calm it or banish it to another plane or what have you. So you're not sure. All right. What about you, Krychek?
Okay. Is it, so it's an enemy. Can I use my quick swap because it is next to me? It didn't move next to me, but it is next
to me.
Well,
is that a reaction for when someone moves next to you?
Yeah.
Someone has to be moving at you. All basically, right. Someone who's walk up to you and you go, ha. And it's basically, I got my gun out and the enemy comes running at you. You can go, nope, now I have a melee weapon out, right?
Okay.
So this thing has always been there.
All right, then I'll just, for a free action, just drop my my cannon. Yep, I will drop it. That's free. Then I'll take out my sword.
Can you not swap for one action?
I guess I could. Could I?
Yeah. Yeah. You can do the same. Right. Yeah. Swap it. Swap it. All right. Same.
All right. And I'm just going to attack it.
Okay. Roll me an attack roll.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's his critical hit, but you're technically, you're still targeting the swarm, but that is also, is a critical hit.
Excellent.
But it is a crit. Yeah, you kind of just get in there and just give it a slash. So roll that critical damage. What are you doing with this? First, just a big sword.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
Right. Like the swarms, this is a little bit of a, because it's so large and thick, you know, it's absorbing some of that physical damage. But it is a massive, massive hit. And you can see like a maybe even a rent in it that is dripping sort of brownish ooze. And you can kind of see a little bit through it that there's more of this power station, right? But it isn't completely gone yet.
Okay. I have a second attack then.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, crit it again.
Yep. Do it again.
All right, we'll try it again. Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, 91.
That was a crit.
That's the opposite. You know what?
I think that this is worthy.
All
right, not a critical hit, but a hit with an 18. Did you? Yeah, because you rolled a 14 on the die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I didn't get my
that damage.
I didn't get my Keeley effect.
No, because you rolled higher than a 10.
You rolled higher than 10.
Oh, okay. All right. Damage. It's still a. Yeah.
It's still 12 still points of damage.
Pretty good amount of damage. Although this thing is now basically kind of like on its last kind of legs, I'm going to say there. Okay.
If it had legs.
If it had legs, indeed.
If the gelatinous swarm had legs, it would be on them.
It'd be on the last ones.
Dr. Dumais on the floor. Oh. You're no longer injured as much.
I'm knocked prone. I will stand up.
Okay.
And I will.
And be counted.
I'll try another occultism to fix it.
Go for it.
Oh, I'm clicking the wrong thing. Occultism.
Oh, there you go.
All right, yeah.
Ooh.
27, good.
With the last bit of, not the last bit of your strength, you're still standing and you're fine, but just sort of like
but for dramatic
delving
effect.
Deep into your mental well, you pull out this last, you know, a bit of... occult knowledge, right? And basically go, you know, say something like you banish it or what have you. You get into that rent.
I banish thee.
And sort of like pull at it in a metaphysical sense and just sort of tear open a hole in the whole thing. And then it just kind of begins to like deflate a bit, this sort of meat wall kind of falling to the ground. And this does, it kind of like turns into this kind of like black ash. And leave a little bit of like of a faint film across everything.
It's not valid if it doesn't do the deflating balloon.
Yeah. Indeed. I'll say that I don't have a way to remove the thing from the map in Foundry, but you can still see, since you can see through it, right? So it, just now pretend it's not there. You can see that there are these cooling vents, basically. These are like 20 foot tall tubes over here. Remember, this is a large warehouse of a building, and it's like a power station, but sort of inside, you know, power substation, but inside. There's this kind of a crackle of energy kind of about of their magical energy, it even seemed like. And everything feels, this, you know, after this mound kind of deflates, you can kind of feel the heat of these devices kind of emanating off into the area. If anyone wants to give me like an arcana check.
Can you drop the
walls? Crafting check. Not these walls. These walls are walls. There are walls, but the.
Okay. Like it was the power station walls.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, they're interior power station, but the mound itself is I think can you move through the mound? Yeah, is just not there anymore. That pink wall is not there.
Okay, I didn't realize.
Take a minute before you guys get too far to maybe get back some health?
Sure.
I'm at 13 hit points.
I can give you 8 right now.
Oh, goodness. All these knowledge rolls.
So bad.
You're not sure.
Arcana. Yeah, I clearly am out of my depth.
You're looking at these vents and you're just like, well, they don't look like they're operating at the correct capacity in some fashion. You're not sure what that capacity would be or if you could think about sort of fixing it, at least from out here.
They're for venting, obviously.
Yeah, they're venting. And you can see over here, there's a sort of a set of a security door, basically, right? Yeah.
All right. Well, are you guys ready for me to open this up?
Absolutely not. There's some healing to be done.
Okay, fine.
So slow down, please. I had to run out of the room because I was one small shot from being dead.
All right, well, get on it.
I haven't gotten any healing yet, so.
All righty. We may be able to. Well, I can give you 8 right now.
Oh, okay.
But then if we rest for a little while, an hour or so, I can help everybody.
I'm going to say you're not sure you have a whole hour.
I don't think you can
feel this power station humming.
Does anybody have healing serums or something I can take quickly?
I have battle medicine.
Inventory, let's see.
I've been battle. Yeah, you might want to try giving him a battle medicine. The 8 is the best I can do without waiting 10 minutes.
I'm not saying you don't have 10 minutes. I think you, I'm going to say you just don't think you have a whole hour. Okay. If you guys want to spend 10 minutes to do some regular treat wounds, maybe I'm going to say that's allowed.
Okay.
All right. I could probably use a little bit of that too.
Well, let me help out. If we can get 10 minutes, that lets me help a lot of people.
Yeah.
I will heal everybody of 6. Wait, yay. I should be more positive about everybody? That. 6, everybody. Yay. Yes.
Yay. Thank you. That helps me a lot.
So I've got the 8 originally and then 6.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm still helps. Down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still down right. some too, but it helps.
Well, I'm down like 8 points, so.
I tried to do that treat runes on Zostra.
You're doing treat runes on Zostra? All right. Zostra, you get another 9 hit points.
Okay.
Back.
That's perfect. Thank you.
And everyone
Thank
got the 6 basically at this point. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can continue now. I want to contribute.
So you bandage up Zostra. Joe kind of meditates for during that time, gets that focus point back, and then when that 10 minutes is up, you go, oh, hey, Lasala, and everyone gets some more healing back. Nice. And you're all basically sort of feeling a little better.
I don't understand. Oh, there's a wall there, I see.
So this is, there's a sort of another interior wall that you imagine might be where there would be some more like consoles to control for controlling the power substation there. And then there's a sort of a catwalk that goes up and around. You can kind of just feel like walking down here next to these cooling stations, that's like, it gets even hotter. Like if you get within like 5 feet of them, they're like blazing hot.
Make a crafting check to see if I
can see out? You can give me a crafting
check.
There
is a door there.
There is.
Yeah, and then there's sort of a security door here, right? Okay. Yeah.
Are we ready to open it?
One second.
Somebody was going to make a crafting check.
Yes, Dr. Lume, you're like, oh no, these things are, they're beginning to overheat. Essentially, even though they're cooling towers, they're just taking on to like this station is on the verge of meltdown. You think you've got maybe like 20 minutes now instead of maybe a half an hour, 10 minutes ago.
We
right?
have a Chernobyl situation here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Could wait another 10 minutes.
I'm not saying we can.
Were you not paying attention during that miniseries?
Why don't we wait 10 minutes afterwards?
Yeah,
that's fair.
All right.
Dude, the Johns are going to blow.
So you go to open the door. There's kind of like a seal on it, essentially, you know, security seal. It looks a little bit even technomagical.
21-minute delay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a door will open in 21 minutes, counting down. No, you it opens, and that sort of leads to sort of an airlock looking chamber, right? As you do so, so from back, sort of in these cooling towers, these figures step out. They look familiar. These two Hespers. You recognize?
We know them.
I mean, I don't know if you know them, because these guys don't look like the guys you met. They actually look twisted up a little bit. Their faces are kind of like racked with agony. And they come out and they say, "No, you must not go any further. The midwife must do her duty." And that moment, the two Hespers that you do know and recognize step up, essentially sort of like... seemingly, oh, I was trying to copy them. No, I made them these guys invisible for some reason. Kind of like come through the wall down here, and they're like, "Brothers, no, you must let them go. You must allow them to do what needs to be done to save the substation." And they're like, "No, Amnica is going to bring power to the newborn." And they have basically sort of like the two Hespers that you know. Like, no, go, move forward. We will take care of our brothers until that, and buy you some time. And they kind of engage in some very sensual wrestling. No, they grappling at each other, maybe shooting beams of like radiation at each other. And it's a small little battle here that's occurring just outside these doors. What do you want to do?
I'm stepping through.
Okay. You rush into the... you got to rush
them,
into the...
Let them do their thing,
Fools rush in. That's us.
This is an airlock in which everyone has to be inside of it. You know, it's got a cycle, basically, right?
Okay.
So everyone's got to get on in.
Cycle in, everyone.
Load up.
Before this.
My movement collided with at least one wall.
You're trying to move directly.
Oh, just walk
around. You must come through the door.
Fine,
you are not a Hesper.
Oh,
not with that attitude.
Yeah. Okay, so you cycle the door, and as you're sort of letting the whatever it is, it's just steam or what have you, sort of brushing down on you. Is this cleaning you? Is this infecting you? You're not entirely sure. There is a. It takes about a minute to sort of cycle all the way through. Oh,
is there pleasant elevator music?
It's sort of like it's not getting you wet. It's a dry kind of like maybe almost sonic, like a sonic.
Well, that must be Trek someone else. Shower. It's wet.
Blah, 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 it's blah, a dry. Blah, 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 blah.
And there is a panel that by the interior door that kind of lights up a little bit after this minute goes and says, Charity's heart is experiencing a great deal of dangerous radiation. Enter at your own risk. Warning. It is away." And that's where we're going to end it for this particular evening session. Join us next week for what is sure to be the exciting finale of A Cosmic Birthday.
Hooray!